Good Englishmen whose valiant hearts with courage great and manly parts do mind to daunt the overthwarts of any foe to England, attend a while and you shall hear what love and kindness doth appear from the princely mind of our love, dear Elizabeth, Queen of England. To cheer her soldiers, one and all, of honor great or title small, or by what name you will them call, Elizabeth, Queen of England. The time being dangerous now, ye know that foreign enemies to and fro, for to invade us make a show, and our good Queen of England, Her Majesty by grave advice, considering how the danger lies, by all good means she can devise for the safety of all England, hath pointed men of honor right with all the speed they could or might. A camp of men there should be pight on Tilbury Hill in England. Her grace being given to understand the mighty power of this her land, and the willing hearts therein she fanned from every shore in England. The mighty troops have showed the same that day by day to London came, from shores and towns too long to name, to serve the Queen of England. Her grace to glad their hearts again in princely person took the pain to honor the troops and martial train in Tilbury camp in England. On Thursday the 8th of August last, Her Majesty by water passed, when storms of wind did blow so fast, would fear some folk in England. And at her fort she went on land, that near to Tilbury strong doth stand, where all the things furnished there she fanned for the safe defense of England. The great shot then did rage and roar, replied by a fort on the other shore, whose powdered pellets, what would ye have more, would fear any foe to England. Her Highness then to the camp did go, the order there to see and know, which her Lord General did dutifully show in Tilbury camp in England. And every captain to her came, and every officer of fame, to show their duty and their name to their sovereign Queen of England. Of tents and cabins, thousands three, some built with boughs and many a tree, and many of canvas she might see in Tilbury camp in England. Each captain had his colors brave set over his tent and wind to wave. With them their officers there they have to serve the Queen of England. The other lodgings had their sign for soldiers where to sup and dine, and for to sleep with orders fine in Tilbury camp in England. And victualling booths there plenty were, where they should meet bread, cheese, and beer. One should have been hanged for selling too dear in Tilbury camp in England. To tell the joy of all and some, when that Her Majesty was come, such playing on pipes and many a drum, to welcome the Queen of England. displaying of ensigns very brave, such throwing of hats, what would ye have? Such cries of joy, God keep and save our noble Queen of England. And then to bid her grace good night, great ordnance shot with pellets pight, 14 fair pieces of great might, to fear the foes of England. Her Majesty went then away to the court where that Her Highness lay, and came again on the next day to Tilbury camp in England. The captains yearly did prepare to have their battle set out fair against Her Highness coming there to Tilbury camp in England. And long before Her Highness came, each point was ordered so in frame, which served to set forth the fame of a royal camp in England. The gallant horsemen mounted brave, with stomach stout that courage have, whose countenance stern might will deprave inside the foe of England. The armed in men, bowmen, and the shot of muskets and cavaliers hot, none of these wanted, well I wot, in Tilbury camp in England. 50 ensigns spread there were, of several colors fine and fair, of drums and pipes great numbers there, in Tilbury camp in England. The battle place in order due, mighty host, I tell you true, a famous sight it was to view that royal camp in England. The host thus set in battle ray, in braver sort than I can say, for want of knowledge to display so goodly a camp in England. How the main battle and the wings, the vanguard, rearward, and such things, the horsemen whose sharp lances stings, in fight the foe of England. The noblemen and men of fame, in duty bound, did show the same, to wait when that Her Highness came, our sovereign Queen of England. And she being come into the field, a martial staff, my lord, did yield, unto Her Highness being our shield, and martial chief of England. Then rode she along the camp to see, to every cap, in orderly, amid the ranks so royally, the martial chief of England. What princely words Her Grace declared, what gracious thanks in every word, to every soldier none she spared that served anywhere for England. With princely promise none should lack meat or drink or cloth or back, gold and silver should not slack to her martial men of England. Then might she see the hats to fly, and every soldier shouted high, for our good queen will fight or die on any foe to England. And many a captain kissed her hand as she passed forth through every band, and led her train far off to stand from her martial men of England. 2 hours she spent among them there, her princely pleasure to declare, where many a one did say and swear to live and die for England, and would not ask one penny pay to charge Her Highness in any way, but of their own would find a stay to serve Her Grace for England. To my lord's pavilion then she went, a sumptuous, fair, and famous tent, where dinner time Her Highness spent with martial men of England. In the evening, when the tide was come, Her Highness thanked them all, and some, with trumpet shrill and sound of drum, returned the Queen of England. to the blockhouse where she took her barge. Their diver's captain had their charge, then shot the cannons off at large to honor the Queen of England. And thus her highness went away, for whose long life all England pray, King Henry's daughter and our stay, Elizabeth, Queen of England. What subject would not spend his life and all he hath to stay the strife of foreign foe that seeks so rife to invade this realm of England? Therefore, dear countrymen, I say, with heart to God, let us all pray to bless our armies night and day that serve our Queen for England.